fabulous stuff. Right, well, it's my pleasure to say that the lovely Cheryl Baker is here. Hello, Cheryl.
Yay!
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Very nice to see you. And also, I think you're accompanied as well by certain offspring and friends.
I've got my children here, Kyla and Natalie, and their friend Erin.
Hello, guys.
Hello.
Are you all right?
Yeah.
Great stuff. So, what are you all here for? You're doing Schools Will Rock You. And everyone knows that the We Will Rock You, the big production up in London.
Yeah.
And it's now being pushed out into schools around the country. Is that right?
The marvellous thing is that Queen and Ben Elton thought that it would be a great idea to let kids do it. And I think it's wonderful, great opportunity for them. And looking at their website, I saw that, I don't know if it's been updated, it might be a few months old, but currently there are at least 250 productions around the country. So I think what's happened is all these groups of kids and schools and, you know, drama type schools have gone, oh wow, We Will Rock You, we can do it. And they've all, you know, it's going on all over the country and we're doing it next weekend.
Whereabouts are you doing it?
We're at the Checker Mead Theatre in East Grinstead on Friday, Saturday and Sunday.
All right, so are you guys taking part in the production?
Yeah. Yeah.
And how are you feeling about that? Looking forward to it?
Yeah, it's really exciting.
Not long to go. It's it's next weekend. Mm-hmm. So how long have you been rehearsing for?
Since the beginning of this week, since Monday, and we've got next week and then the shows and the weekend.
Okay, so not long to go.
Nope.
Any nerves yet?
Yeah.
I'm not nervous.
Are you not nervous, Erin?
No.
Have you got a big part?
Yeah, I'm Killer Queen. It's quite exciting.
Is that a major part of the production?
Well, it's really fun. She's not, like, popping up that much, but she's really fun.
Okay.
She's, like, the evil one.
Yeah, and so are you working very hard on rehearsing?
Yeah.
What's your rehearsal schedule like?
It's mainly... Well, we do a singing warm-up, and then it's mainly... Now we've got quite far in, and we're on track and everything. It's mainly just, like, going through it and going through the first act and second acts.
Okay.
We start at 9:30, don't we?
Yeah, so most of next week we'll just be polishing it off and doing the tech run and the dress run.
Is it difficult, knowing that your mum can deliver the goods, as done, in the past, is it difficult? Do you feel the pressure?
No,
not bothered. No, it's fine. Okay.
I think there's two me's.
Right.
There's Cheryl Baker, who's here now.
Yes.
And then there's Mum, who's not Cheryl Baker, if you know. Am I right?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Although I'm helping because the kids were going to be in this, and they did High School Musical was the last one they did, and I love watching them rehearse, and I thought I really want to be involved. So this time I'm helping. I'm sort of coordinating.
I was going to say, what's your role? Are you just sneaking in, doing the tease and keeping a sneaking eye on them, or have you got a major role?
No, it's not. I'm the general dog's body. If there's something that it needs to be done and there's not enough hands to do it, then I'll do it.
Okay.
So the only trouble was yesterday, the choreographer said, could you choreograph Bohemian Rhapsody? And I went, no.
Like you do?
I haven't done anything but that.
So everything but choreography?
I was never a dancer. So I'm happy to help with the singing and the drama, but the choreography, I leave that to those that know.
All right, fair enough. Now, our topic of this hour is the fact that The X Factor, another TV talent shows, they're big. The X Factor's starting again tonight. How do you feel about those guys? Are you going to be watching that tonight, or are we going to be out doing something?
We'll be watching that.
Do you like them?
I think, like, as some loads of people say, like, the first ones are really funny, but then you sort of lose interest when there's the boot camp ones, maybe, and then when it gets big again, some people start watching it. But I think the main beginning ones are the best ones to watch.
Because people are so bad?
Yeah.
All right. Would you ever have a go at that sort of thing?
I think you have to wait till you're a bit older, because you always watch them and you watch how people get so disappointed.
Right.
It's really good how they've, like, brought it down, because some people are really talented at that age.
Sure.
But if they are out, it's a lot more disappointment for them, because they bring their hopes up.
Because I think they've lowered the age this year. You can enter at 14, is that right?
Mm. Yeah. Like, some people, they are ready to go in at 14. It's just that I think the judges think that they can't handle it, so that they usually go out at an early stage.
Okay. I mean, what have the auditions been like for We Will Rock You? Have you had to do auditions for that? Was there an audition process for that?
It wasn't really, like, big, because...
It wasn't.
hard on us.
Yeah, it was just like a friendly kind of audition. Yeah.
You didn't have someone sat there just scowling at you like that.
No, Simon Cowell's in there.
Well, everyone was nice to you. Okay, has anybody not made it into the cut, as it were? Were people just sent, you know, some people quietly sent away?
You're not sent out of it, you're just not given a big part. I mean,
you're
it's not
the chorus,
really harsh.
Right. So, you're tucked away into the background. Yeah. Or go and help Cheryl make the tea. Go and, yeah. You will be involved, but in a behind-the-scenes capability.
What they did, actually, the producers, she used to produce, she used to look after Bucks Fizz, Jill Shirley.
Yeah.
She's done a split cast because there's so many talented kids there.
Sure.
That some of them are doing two performances, and then they're in the chorus for the next two performances, and which has happened. Erin's killer queen all the way through, and rightly so, because she's brilliant. Natalie and Kyla are Scaramouche and Meatloaf, respectively, on two of the performances, and their friends Louise and Hannah are Scaramouche and Meatloaf at the other two performances, aren't they?
Fantastic. All right, then. So just tell us again where the show is and how can we get tickets?
Oh, OK. Well, it's Checkermead Theatre in East Grinstead. And the shows are Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Friday, 7.30. Saturday, 2pm, 7pm. Sunday is just a 2.30 performance. Natalie and Kyla are on Saturday night and Sunday.
Oh, OK. Who's more nervous, them or you?
Oh, I should be absolutely quaking in my boots. I will. And if you want to ring the box office, the number's 01342 302000.
A lot of zeros, but beautifully presented.
Thank
right,
you.
Thanks very much. Let's play a little bit, shall we? You'll be familiar with this.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place, singing, we will, we will. A big disgrace, waving your banner all over the place. We will rock you. Sing it now. We will rock you. Buddy, you're an old man, poor man, pleading with your eyes, gonna make you zombie someday. You got mud on your face. Big disgrace, somebody better put your bag into your place.
Queen, fabulous stuff, fabulous. Just to remind you, the Schools Will Rock You production that Cheryl and her lovely children are involved in is at the... let's have a look. Oh, it's in East Grinstead at the Checkermead Theatre and is kicking off next Friday at 7.30, Tim.
All across the bank holiday.
The bank holiday weekend, yeah.
It's going to be brilliant.
Very nice to know. And I've got to say hello to Angus.
Oh, yes.
The girls have told me to do that on their way out. They shouted at me, they bellowed at me. It's quite, quite intimidating. They said, say hello to Angus for me. So there we go. Anyway, reality telly, we're still chatting about it, reality TV. It does kick off.